So Judge Rose has given me the opportunity to introduce Judge Hale. When I took the bench, one of the people that I very quickly got to know very well was my friend Cooter Hale. And Cooter and I and Judge Ackard started this consumer conference. And within a year or two, Judge Rhodes joined as a managing whatever we call ourselves of the judges that started this conference. And we're really proud of the work that we did. And I'm very proud of having Cooter as my friend. And I wanted to thank him for all of his years of service. I wanted to welcome him up here. The consumer conference is probably coming to an end. We'll probably find a solution to that. But this is probably the last of the consumer conferences that have the Galveston heritage that where we started. And Cooter, you deserve a lot of credit for over 20 years of consumer education here. You deserve a lot of credit for whatever it's been, 15 years of doing the Starting Out Right program that you and I started together. And I'm very proud to introduce my friend. He's also the perfect person to talk about sanctions because he's so damn mean. So Cooter, come on up. Thank you.
I wish I could live up to that introduction. Thank you very much, Marvin. My co-panelist is Tripp Nix, who's with Holland and Knight, and I think I've known Tripp all his life. His father was a terrific bankruptcy lawyer in the Eastern District of Texas, Riley Nix. You may know him, and Tripp was an extern for me and he's a graduate of Texas Tech. We have just a half an hour before the judges panel, and we decided to talk about four topics that might be pretty common in consumer cases. We're going to talk about the attorney-client privilege, a case that involves sanctioning for filing proofs of claim in bad faith, the contempt power of the bankruptcy court, and then sanctions under Rule 9011. Since the paper was prepared, the paper's pretty short, but since the paper was prepared, the Fifth Circuit issued another contempt hearing, contempt opinion. It seems like they're all Highland cases. All three of the cases that Tripp is going to talk about on sanctions involve a case that started in Dallas. So we're going to alternate and have a conversation and be happy to take your questions. So, Tripp, why don't you start with the first Highland case on the bad faith proof of claim? And
sure. So, yeah, we're going to talk about a couple of Highland cases, and I'm hopeful that we don't get sued by Mr. Dondero talking. So, Highland Capital was an investment firm that was out of Dallas, and it had quite a bit of assets under management, several billion dollars, and it was run by this guy, James Dondero, who is very litigious. Highland ended up having to file Chapter 11 as a result of a bunch of litigation claims against it. And ultimately, Mr. Dondero and the creditors committee entered into an agreement whereby Mr. Dondero was going to get removed from control. And so he was no longer in control of Highland Capital, and it was going to be run by three independent directors. So after he's removed from control, an entity that he is that he owned and controlled called NexPoint filed a proof of claim in the Highland bankruptcy case. And the claim did not have an exact amount listed. And there was an addendum to the claim that just said, we're going to update it in the next 90 days with an exact amount. But then they never did. And so Highland filed an objection to the proof of claim. And they started doing a bunch of discovery related to the proof of claim. And on the eve of depositions of all of NexPoint's principals, including Mr. Dondero, NexPoint withdrew its proof of claim. And Highland then objected to the withdrawal of the proof of claim because it was without prejudice. As an aside, Judge Hale, I mean, the withdrawal of the proof of claim clearly after the bar date, I guess that they're just super paranoid about NexPoint and Mr. Dondero, but I don't know why they cared so much.
I think they cared because they just anticipated a new lawsuit if it was without prejudice.
So, files that they withdraw the proof of claim, but without prejudice. They have a hearing on Highland's objection to the withdrawal of the proof of claim. Judge Jernigan doesn't allow them to withdraw the proof of claim unless they're going to do it without prejudice.